Today on our program, we're going to talk about our Main Street down to, what the official title? Is it Main Street downtown, Downtown Boone?
Downtown Boone Main Street.
Downtown Boone Main Street. I knew there were names in it. Holly Stecker is the director. Thanks for taking time to come and visit with us.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's been a while. Okay.
It's been a while.
So let's talk a little bit about everything that's gone on. Some people are going, okay, what's happening with this? It takes a while to basically ramp up. Once you get designated, which we got late last year, but it takes a while to get ramped up for it. You got to get a board. You got to get all of these different things done, all these training things go. Then they got to get a director, and the director's got to go to school. I mean, there's a lot tied in with this, isn't there?
Yes, and we're essentially building a business from the ground up. You know, when just day one, you're getting a cell phone, you're getting a computer, building out an office. We're really grateful to be housed at the Chamber, 903 Story Street. I'm in there with Jen and her staff. It's a great building and really fun to be in an office situation.
And people need to remember that Chamber is one thing, Main Street is another.
Completely separate.
Yep, different things, but you get an opportunity to share the space. That's a good one.
And the resources, which is really, really nice.
So I know that, again, you got different people that have actually been selected board. Not everybody who was heavily involved with all of the work that was going on in getting the application in and going through the process of getting the designation to be Main Street City. But we had several others that have joined or are on there now that weren't there previously. But you do have a separate board that you got to work through.
Yep.
And you do have a few people on there that do have a little Main Street experience as well.
Yes, we do. I've got a board of 8. We have room for 9. So I've got one open board seat right now. But Tom Blanford, my board president, comes from a former
Main Street community. So he's got some experience with it. And right now, did they have to go through all the training and stuff too? They had other requirements they had to do, like first before even hiring you. I mean, the state pretty well says, what are we looking at and what are we doing? Because you're working through the state.
Correct. And as my understanding, the board has gone through their board training. There's also from the state a new initiative called the Transformational Strategies Work Plan, and they were in the process of developing that as I came on board.
Okay. So.
And that lays out our goals, and it's really an approach where we're meeting the Main Street America accreditation requirements as well.
So these are some of the things you presented when you visited with the city council earlier.
Correct.
You kind of showed them, here's what we're looking at, here's how we would like to stage it coming in. And there are obviously, I'm thinking, the residential, downtown residential type things.
That's, upper story housing.
Yeah.
Yep, expanding on that. The goals from Main Street America, they really need to account for my time as well. And part of that is all of the reporting that we need to do. The quarterly reporting, as I said in council, is due on the 15th of the following month. That's kind of a boring thing. But we really report on the numbers. We report on the buildings sold, the new businesses that come in, the downtown building improvements, which through the process of that reporting, I was really surprised to learn of the numbers. Just in the fourth quarter, in downtown Boone, there's $130,000 in building improvements made. And 98,000 of that were private funds and matched with 33,000 of BDIF funds. And I think if we're not really, if we don't take a moment to measure, we really don't know what we're doing. And I think it's a great pat on the back for the city in that BDIF program.
I think that's one of the things, that a lot of people don't really realize. I think the city's just handing the dollars to different businesses. It's reimbursement for dollars that are spent. So these businesses are spending dollars.
100%. And, you know, sometimes on the things that aren't really as air quote sexy, you know, a new roof, nobody really notices that you did a new roof. But they'll, you know, notice that they had to go around the the lift the, and
the,
things.
The barricades and stuff like that. They were doing a tuck pointing of the building to preserve historic preservation. That's a big one, too.
Yes, historic preservation. And the design services through Main Street America are really one of the biggest parts of the resources that we gain from being a Main Street America community. Speaking of which, I'm meeting, when I jump off the air here, I'm running over to 6th Street Underground in Radicato. We have their design meeting today with Sarah from the state, and she'll be putting their exterior facade plan together for their full Catalyst grant application.
Yeah, they've got that going in. And
Yeah,
I mean, those are little things people, okay, they go, what's that place? And it's going to be across from the Veterans Center. And again, one of the former Kruk buildings that they were able to acquire and making a lot of use out of it.
A lot of
and
use.
And we'll expand with a kitchen.
A full kitchen and the meal prep services, which really, when they're able to expand, they can serve a wider area. Right now, they're working out of the church kitchen and
still, but that's one of the things coming up. We got to take care of that. You can drive down there. That's a long walk and kind of cool out yet this morning. We'll do that. But in the meantime, so that just happens to be one of them. There are others that are going on. I know one of the projects, and I told people I was going to ask you about it, but George Eckstein wanted to do the arch project, and again, basically we're saying, okay, see what you can put together. This is something we can support is Main Street
again
downtown.
We had George was on our board, and he's on the design committee. He is very passionate about this arch project. And just a little plug, the postcards went out yesterday, so everyone over the weekend will have a postcard in their mail looking for those smaller donation amounts.
Sure.
This is a big, heavy lift. Long story short, on the back of the postcard, this story will be there, but an arch erected in 1915 said, "Tribune, you'll stay."
Yeah.
It was at 9th and Story.
Right over here.
Come off the train and head south to downtown. We're looking probably more at a north location for the arch. That's the infrastructure needs to be established and some easements there. But
there's more planning going on with that.
There's a lot more planning.
Yeah.
But it's a great passion project, and I'm really happy to be able to help George through it. As a 501c3, we can apply for grants that as a fiduciary pass through for him.
And again, this is one of those things, kind of a historic restoration, if you will, downtown. And you've got some businesses that are really pretty excited about their opportunities that are existing downtown. So keep working at it.
Thank you.
All right. We got that part. What are some of the other things that you highlight that you have to really, because of the state structure that's out there, that they require?
Sure. I would say my next spring conference training will be in Jefferson. They'll highlight Jefferson as the Main Street community there. Actually being recognized at the Main Street America conference as well. Jefferson is in the top tier for a really big award that'll be announced at the workshop as well. And then really just want to talk about the other great projects that we've got going on.
Sure.
As part of the application process, there was a tree planting, a tree removal and tree planting. The grates, so each tree in it, to preserve each tree and take better care of it, we'll have a metal grate at the sidewalk level. And those are being designed and fabricated by the High School Edge students. And the designs for those will be rolling out here in mid-spring.
Okay. All right.
Then I've also been working with Boz and her Edge students on a spring project for some flower planting and the cleanup of downtown. Another plug for an important date here is the spring cleanup for downtown Boone. We'll hold that on May 3rd from 9 to 12.
Okay. And just the more people come out and help out, easier it's going to be.
Yep. Yep. Many hands make light work.
We go through it quickly. And these are some of the regular things. First of all, involving young people in it. How important is that? I mean, I'm guessing the state goes, oh, we like this.
They do really appreciate that. And I feel that when you build a sense of community with the kids and they're invested in the downtown, they're you know, happy to come back. They'll bring their parents down, they'll bring their friends down, and you know, my goal for Boone is that you'd go out and see the world and come back and plant your roots here.
Here we go. I did want to ask, you know, people are going to say, well, first of all, Main Street is a federal program. Mm-hmm. States have adopted their versions of it. Ours, you've had a good working relationship with a number of the people that have been part of that, but they're kind of doing some restructuring as well.
Yes, the Main Street Iowa had a turnover. My understanding is about 8 state-level positions were turned over, moved mm-hmm. up and turned over. And sure. I learned yesterday that the Main Street Iowa is revealing a new logo and things as well. So it's coming right along the side of us being brand new, that there are a lot of changes at the state level as well.
And people need to remember, just over 53, I think.
Yep.
53 cities are actually in this program.
So. Yep. Boone and Indianola were
The last ones?
The last ones, yep.
And they kind of have, they go around and they make sure everybody's kind of meeting what you're required to do.
Yes, there's a full checklist of things, and you just, you know, keep checking your boxes.
Okay. Now, the one I know, you mentioned the tree planting and stuff, mm-hmm. because I occasionally get people will call and say, what's going on with that? What's going on with that? You still have a way online, I know, where people can make contributions to it and do that. Still looking at more plantings, or just first the next phase, just getting the grates done?
I think it's just the grates. I think
okay.
we've planted all the trees. To my understanding, we've planted the trees
okay.
and gone through the first year of maintenance, the pruning and the fertilization and,
okay.
and whatnot.
So still preserving what we've got.
Yep. And again, to reiterate for the downtown business owners where that mulch is kind of messy, that the metal grates will be a project this spring for the high school students. So
okay.
we should get that cleaned up.
Well, go for that. It's a challenge. Are there some other things like that? These again, I guess you call them mentioned like low-hanging fruit. Things that we can do and accomplish and complete,
yep.
Like in the case of the grates, but are there some other things that we're looking at that might be available here that we might see happening or information coming out on?
Sure. I guess I'd really like to just mention our open house on
okay.
Tuesday, February 25th from 4:30 to 6:30. I'm calling it the open house and volunteer drive. I know that during the process of the application, there were pledge cards made
mm-hmm.
and there is a great list of email addresses, but I'd really like to see everybody in person come visit the space, see where Main Street lives,
mm-hmm.
and come visit and see and really talk about what they would like to see and what the business owners and the building owners downtown would like to see. I want to hear from them in order to make those next step goals.
We did have a number of people, as we were wrapping up, did the assessment review mm-hmm. and those sorts of things. A lot of input from a lot of different people went into that, and there's a lot of different things you could go for
mm-hmm.
in
mm-hmm.
there. The idea is that we need a plan to keep working on it, and we're not going to do it all at once.
Yep.
That's the big thing. It takes a while.
And really the Main Street approach, I just go back to the basics
mm-hmm.
here. It's a 4-point approach, promotion, design, economic vitality, and organization. But through all of that, the work is incremental. You know, nothing is going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And it really starts with the things that you can't see, and that's building a relationship with the building and business owners downtown. And just going back to the fact that it is incremental and being sure that what we do is done well, not just doing something to do it. I want to do it well.
And this is something because you have the business background on this, too. But we do know that the success of this is obviously on the governmental side, city support, things mm-hmm. like that. And there's the county supports shows as well. But it is the businesses and that have to be a part of it. They need to help be a part of it. And you've got a lot of good businesses that are really want to be involved with doing things.
Yep.
The other part is the community.
Yep.
Again, we said like cleaning up, the more hands, the merrier, the quicker it gets mm-hmm. done. When you have more people buy in, and that was one thing that I know Main Street had pointed out when they were looking at the application. You had more and more people starting to step up individually to support,
mm-hmm.
which is a big part of it.
Yeah, I'm in the pledge drive as well right now, where I'm collecting the pledges that were donated during the application process. And it's really astounding how even the, you know, someone donating $20 for 3 years, how big of an impact that can make on the sustainability mm-hmm. of the program.
So that's where a lot of it, the long term, making, as you said, sustainable, that's a big one. So still looking for people to sign up, volunteer for different things. I know Absolutely. That's always something that can be done. It, not just you, Chamber's doing it too. So, yep. I mean, there are several other entities looking for more volunteers. But again, for the Main Street program, are there different committees? Are there different things? How does do they have choices when they volunteer? Or do they just put their name in and say, let me know what's coming up and maybe I can help?
And that's how, yes, to answer yes. your question, yes. There are many levels. So as I mentioned, I've got a board seat that's mm-hmm. still open. And then each of the 4-point approach, promotion, design, economic vitality, and organization, those are all broken out into committees. And there will be a chairperson for each committee, and then they will have their own tasks and goals as well.
Okay.
So a volunteer can be as easy as saying, hey, you just call me when you've got something going on and I'll show up and help. Someone else may want to be more involved and visit
I'd
a
like
committee.
I'd like to do more in design. I yep. would like to do things like that.
Yep. And you know, they'd like to be steering the ship versus mm-hmm. you know, the rudder. That was a terrible example.
where everybody's rowing in the same direction.
Yep.
That's what we're going for. As you look at 25, so a couple of odds and ends of things, so what are things looking down the road that you're looking to help support? I mean, because a lot of this might be just different groups, entities doing things, different events maybe, but how do we support that? Huh?
Well, so my website is in the works. Mm-hmm. I'd like to really come back and be able to plug that when it's done. But okay. again, nothing happens overnight. It's all incremental.
It's under construction.
It's under construction.
Okay.
And Casey at Creative Ghost is doing a wonderful job.
Okay.
So I would say just keep reaching out, following the Downtown Boone Main Street on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We'll be on Facebook and Instagram. So check us out there. That's probably the best way to get information. Mm-hmm. Also, my next, I would say the next biggest goal would be working on a newsletter that I'm hoping to roll out in for May.
Okay.
So looking at towards the end of April for that.
Right. Big thing is, people, if you want to find out a little more, get some of the basics that's been going into it, some of the work, meet some of the board, things like that. Open house on the 25th, 4:30 to 6:30,
yep.
over here at 903 Story.
Yep. We'll have some light, savory, salty snacks, as well as something sweet for you from the bakery. And really look forward to seeing everybody.
The people that are showing up that may not be on your board, but some of the other business and stuff, is there, do you sense an enthusiasm and excitement about where we can go and what we can do?
100%. And I think that's shown in George's Arch Project. Mm-hmm. It's shown in the Van Hemmert Family Terrace Project, started by the yep. Hammonds at the Dutch Oven. And again, those are two really big projects that will be great to see off the ground. But just the chance to visit with the business owners and know what they've got going on and the design services being offered is a huge impact.
Just keep working at it, too. So I hear the next thing is you got to go take off and actually go be part of a state Main Street visit. And again, this design part, this
design
is
services.
Something that design services is one of the many things that's available. So
yes. So maybe a misconception that we could touch on here is that becoming a Main Street community that we're receiving money from the state for this. And that is a misnomer. What we receive in return as a Main Street community are the state resources. And one of those is the design resources, which can exceed $100,000 a year. These mm-hmm. are architectural drawings, exterior facade mm-hmm. development drawings, where that's an incredible barrier to entry for a building owner to approach. And if you can receive those architectural drawings for free, you've got one foot in the door.
Main Street is really ours.
Yep.
we're doing it. We just get assistance mm-hmm. and guidance mm-hmm. is what we're getting at from the state level, federal and state level. And otherwise, it's ours. It's ours to fund. It's ours to maintain and ours to build.
Yep.
That's what we're doing.
Thank you.
Did that explain it okay? We're good. We're good. I know. Once again, the open house, great way for you to stop in. It'll be warmer.
Sounds like it will be warmer.
It's going to be a lot warmer. 4:30 to 6:30 on the 25th. Again, 903 Story Street. And if you have questions about Main Street, this is a great way to come in and find out more about it. And like it on Facebook, like you said.
Yep.
Keep updated on all the different things that have opportunities that are there. Thank you. Holly Stecker, our guest. She is the director for Downtown Boone Main Street. I got it right.
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you for joining us today.